All power and glory go to God. All greatness is from God. When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
Magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharp and they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conflict that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. You don't step into my goals. Man, New Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You're consumed by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food, but depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision's very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity.
Yo, 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 we back again on KRSM 98.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We got Sid Linus in the house. What's good, Sid?
Chilling, man. Chilling. What's going on?
Nothing new, man. Nothing new. Yo, I just want to thank everybody for, you know what I mean, checking us out. You know what I mean? Every Monday morning, you know what I mean? It's a blessing to have people tuning in, you know what I mean? People be hitting us up, you know what I mean? All the time, telling us how they love our radio show. Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Just a blessing. Well, what's been with you, man?
Man, same old, man. I went to Virginia for Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? So it was good to be back in Virginia, back around family, some good weather, you know what I'm saying? So now, just back at it, man. You know how we do.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you do this weekend, man?
Oh, man. I did a few things, man. But first, let me give y'all the, you know what I'm saying, to where y'all can find us at, you know what I'm saying? So if you would like to find us, we get the morning show, Let's Argue with Prince Carlton on Instagram. We are the morning show, Let's Argue. On Twitter, we are at Let's Argue Show. On fan base, we are at Let's Argue Show. If you want to follow Prince Carlton, it's Instagram at underscore Prince Carlton underscore. On Twitter, we are at underscore Prince Carlton underscore. And fan base, we are at Prince Carlton. And if you want to follow me, Sid Linus, on Instagram, Twitter, and fan base, I am at Sid Linus, CEDLINUS. Man, we saw a nice movie. We got invited to a movie this weekend.
Yo, unbelievable. You know, I tell people all the time. You know what I mean? The perks, the perks of working. You know what I mean? in the media, you know what I mean? You get invited to a lot of different events, you know what I mean? Depending on what section, you know what I mean? What section in the world you vibe with, you know what I mean? So we got invited to a documentary called Anecdotal. And it's by Jennifer Sharp. You got the stuff with you.
Yes.
Yeah, tell them a little bit about Jennifer Sharp. Amazing black woman, amazing.
Yes, I'm gonna read you just a film synopsis, and about the film. In March 2021, after receiving my Pfizer shot, I couldn't feel the left side of my face for a month. 18 months later, electric shocks and muscle weakness continue. Unable to receive the second dose, I am amongst a group of partially vaccinated people who have been outcast from many aspects of society with no empathy. We've been censored and told it's unethical to talk about our stories because we are just anecdotes. This movie provides a glimpse into the lives of the anecdotals, those of us whose lives have been changed drastically by taking the vaccine. It also reflects on the division and politics that prevent us from getting much needed care. Anecdotals is a personal journey that focuses on questions, not answers, and people, not politics. And Jennifer Sharp is an award-winning director, editor, and writer, and a graduate of NYU's Tisch School of Arts. She had a feature film called I'm Through with White Girls that received numerous awards after a theatrical release and was distributed by Showtime, Netflix, and other cable networks. She also had a movie called Una Great Movie that can be seen on Amazon Prime, Tubi, and Google Play and YouTube. This movie will be out. We'll be out in the next couple of weeks. Widespread.
We believe.
I mean? Yeah.
She could. Yeah, we believe she could change her mind. She said that we talked to her. So we go inside the. I forgot what the actual place it was at, but it was in
St. Michael's.
It was in St. Michael's
Cinema.
St. Michael's Cinema. And we walked in. Because we was a little late. My son had a few basketball games, so we walked in a little late. And then we asked somebody, "Do they work here?" And the lady said, "Yeah." And actually, one of the ladies was like, "Oh yeah, you're Prince Carlton." So you know, what I mean, they showed us the right place. You know, what I mean, we go walk in. And I'm thinking we're about, what, 10, 15 minutes late, you know what I mean, for the movie or whatever. But after the movie, first of all, the movie was amazing. After the movie, I went and talked to Jennifer, you know what I mean, tell her how amazing the movie was, how important it was for somebody who looks like her, you know what I mean, a black woman to tell this story on Adverse Reaction. Because I was telling her, I think it's a lot. Sometimes you get black people who watch these movies, and it's always a thought in the back of their head that, you know what, this is some MAGA conspiracy theory, Trump supporter, Republican, you know what I mean, type conspiracy stuff going on. You feel what I'm saying? And this ain't real. You know what I mean? So you could get some black people who turn that type of stuff off real early. You know what I mean? And don't even look at, you know what I mean? Don't even look at the evidence of anything, because they don't see themselves within a person. And plus, society kind of all already told them how to believe or what to think on with these vaccines. It's like, yo, just take the vaccine. Anybody who questioned the vaccine, they're probably a Trump supporter or something like that. You know what I mean? And I told her it was amazing that she is a black woman. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She told her story. You know what I mean? And it's great that she put her face up there, even though she said it was kind of, she didn't it was kind of she wanted to tell her story, but she didn't want to actually have her face in the movie. And I told her it was amazing that she had her face in the movie, because like somebody like my mom, she would more likely finish the movie. You know what I mean? When she sees somebody who looks like her, regular black woman, telling a story, and it would be more believable to somebody like my mom. You know what I mean?
And that's one of the first things I thought when I saw the movie too, is that this is a very great entry point for people who may not, a lot of people don't know that this world exists. And the reason why they, and it was set up for them to not know that this world exists. You know what I'm saying? So for them to be shown this, this is a very great entry point, because a lot of the movies we watch that may be documentaries about things that most of the world don't know exist, it comes off as like ominous sometimes. There's like this music behind it. There's like this, like, you know what I'm saying? It feels like you're watching something that's like a conspiracy theorist or some underground, you know what I'm saying? Some underground network. You know, it has a certain feel to it. This has a very like neighborly, everyday person feel to it that anybody can watch and understand. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the way that great documentaries work. You know how what's the movie, man? Probably it was Sicko. Maybe Sicko by Michael Moore. You remember that documentary?
I probably seen it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, well, Sicko was about
somebody being sick.
Yeah, well, people thought that it was about Americans without health care not being able to get care, but Sicko was about Americans with health care not being able to get care. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, that was a world a lot of people didn't know even existed, but it was like the way he did it, it was very easy and digestible for people to understand. And I feel like this movie is very digestible for people to understand as well. And it's, you know, it tugs at your heart a little bit too. So, you know, shout out to Jennifer Sharp. You know what I'm saying? We'll try to get her on pretty soon.
Yeah, we go try to, we talk to her, you know what I mean? So we'll probably try to get her on the next week or so, you know what I mean, before the actual movie drop. And it was so, I was kind of proud of the work that we've done when we watched the movie. And we said, and we saw Dr. Peter McCullough, which we had on the show. We saw Dr. Christina Parks in the movie, which we had on the show. And then I saw Mary Tyler Bowden, which we had her on the show. Saw Reza Islam up there, which we had on the show. You know what I mean? I was kind of, you know what I mean, proud of the work that we done. You know what I mean? When I watched this movie and a lot of these people, you know what I mean, we already had on our radio show. So it was kind of surreal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are part of that community. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely part of that community of people who stood up against the shot. You know what I'm saying? It's not even, see, here's the thing, it's less about standing up against the shot. We really stood up against the mandate. Now, we stood up against the shot too, but it's the mandate of it. And a person not being able to live their life because they are forced to get a shot that we're not giving, that we don't have all the full information on, and the suppression right. of the information.
Right. So, you know? So I asked the question when it was the Q&A time. You know what I mean? I asked, did their political beliefs have anything to do with the decision they made? You know what I mean? On if they took the vaccine. And a lady behind me who was vaccine injured, she chose to answer the question. And I think it seems like that she was saying that She said she's a Democrat. She said that she knew what she say that natural immunity. She knew about natural immunity and stuff, and she still took the vaccine. And it's not about political parties and stuff. And we was kind of running out of time, but I wish I had a little bit of time to rebuttal. Not even rebuttal, but I feel like that kind of plays into what I was actually talking about, because to know these things and still go take it is almost like, you know what I mean? You have to have other outside influence. You feel what I'm saying? You have to have a circle that made you feel like, yo, okay, even though I know all of this stuff to be true, I still have to go and get this vaccine. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm fully aware that Republicans and Democrats took this vaccine, but in a Republican circle or in a conservative circle, you didn't have the pressures of, oh man, you a MAGA. You know what I mean? You a MAGA or you a Trump supporter, you a conspiracy theorist because you didn't take it. That wasn't generally in the circle of a Republican or a conservative. You know what I mean? If you told somebody, a conservative or a Republican, that you didn't take the vaccine, they would be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? That's your choice not to take it. You know what I mean? In liberal circles, it was like, you're going to kill somebody. You're going to have somebody die. Oh, are you a conspiracy theorist? Or from the people that we talk to, the people that we talk to, it seemed like if you was a liberal or a Democrat and you didn't take the vaccine, they would look at you as a other, you know what I mean? As a conspiracy theorist or a Trump supporter. And some people took that not to look like that. And they didn't, and some people didn't even question it. Some people was like, oh, I got to take this shot. They didn't question everything in their whole entire life. But then when it came to this shot, since the left media was pushing, you need to just go ahead and get your shot and don't question it. That's some other people's stuff. A lot of people just went and got it.
Yeah. Has a lot to do with identity. What's your identity? You know what I'm saying? What's your affiliation? You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that we do in our life is based on how we want to be perceived and who we want to be affiliated with. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we don't think about it, about what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, as much as we should, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you need people like, what's it called, Team Humanity, and their voices need to be amplified, you know what I'm saying? My main thing was just this. When we would say, yo, such and such person got hurt, or we know somebody who had a vaccine injured, we would get, even us telling somebody that somebody got vaccine injured, we would get dismissed. And it's because we couldn't share the information amongst each other through social media. We know it's not going to get on mainstream, but a lot of things that don't get on mainstream is able to be shared through social media. And once they shut the social media down, if a person doesn't see it on their TV and they don't see it on their social media, they don't believe it exists. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, and they actually talked about that in the movie too. They talked about that in the movie too. Jennifer Sharp, she also talked about in chapter 10 how politically she never agreed, or she never saw herself aligning kind of with the conservatives, you know what I mean? And not saying that she aligned herself, but she found support, you know what I mean? This is the group, the conservatives and the Republicans, is the people who actually listened to her story, you know what I mean, and wanted to help her out, you know what I mean? Kara Sim, 98.9, every Monday morning. Yo, 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 we back again on Kara 798.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's been a crazy week. A crazy week in news. You know what I mean? We got we got it. Kanye West and Elon Musk have been trading off, you know what I mean, controlling the news. You feel what I'm saying? I kind of want to get into, you know what I mean, talking about Kanye West. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Talking about just, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
You think Kanye West, do you think Kanye West is mentally ill?
Do I think Kanye West is mentally ill? Do I think he's having an episode?
I mean, you spend it how you want to spend it.
Nah, I think this is just who he is, really. You know what I'm saying? All the terms are so loose. All the terms are so loose. Because to be really honest, a lot of times people being mentally having a mental illness or having an episode, it's just based on them doing things that are out of the norm for that society. You know what I'm saying? So I guess he's saying some things that's out of the norm for the society. But I truly believe that he knows what he's saying. And he knows what he's doing. I don't believe that once he gets some rest, he'll wake up and he'll be like, "Oh, what did I do? Let me apologize for everything I just said." I don't think he's ever done that, and I don't think he's gonna do that now. You know what I'm saying?
So he was on the Alex Jones show. You know what I mean? He was on the Alex Jones show not too long ago. And he talked about a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? He talked about, you know, God, talked about family first, talked about, you know, Jesus, putting Jesus first. We need to start putting Jesus in our first, in our family, you know what I mean, our businesses and stuff like that. But he also talked about Hitler too. You know what I mean? He talked about the Nazis. You know what I mean? In his interview, y'all could take a look at the interview, but you know what I mean? In his interview, he showed a little favoritism, more favoritism towards Hitler. You know what I mean? he basically went at a sentiment that it's kind of good things in everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Kind of you could take, and which I agree that you can probably pick out some personality traits on bad people, and you can be like, oh, this part of this person was good. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if I would be the one to to actually announce that about Hitler. You feel what I'm saying? But I know, you remember me when we was younger. Like I used to watch a whole bunch of documentaries on historical figures. You know what I mean? Was it Che Guevara? You know what I mean? Fidel Castro, Hitler, Mussolini. You know what I mean? I watched a whole bunch of documentaries, and some of these people weren't great people. You know what I mean? They weren't great people. Yeah. But I know a lot of these people had leadership qualities, and it was fascinating to see how each person rose to power. You feel what I'm saying? And what it took for them to rise to power. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, like, you know what I mean? A lot of times you have the common man who really just sit back and just be a regular person their whole life. They don't take the opportunity to get out that comfort zone. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes when you got these figures who rise to power, you know what I mean? You look at it and you say, what did this person have? You know what I mean? That allowed them to rise to power. You feel what I'm saying? And Hitler, to me, always been a horrible person. I also felt like he had he was actually a smart person. You know what I mean? I felt like he was a great orator. You know what I mean? He knew how to speak and he knew how to capture his audience. You feel what I'm saying? And tug at the part where people wanted like some type of hope. You feel what I'm saying? I actually thought though he had those qualities to him, and I also thought that he was just a horrible person at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like I disagree with Kanye when it comes to I don't know if I would say adoration, but I would just say I disagree with him on that, on probably the issue of, you know what I mean, the Nazis and stuff and Hitler. But I also agree with some things that you can't take, you know what I mean, certain aspects about people, you know what I mean, and you know what I mean, whether they good or bad, and be like, yo, you know what I mean, this, you know what I mean, even though I don't agree with this person, this quality of this person was good. And another thing, he was talking about Balenciaga, and he was talking about how, like, kind of like he ain't kind of with boycotting them really, because I forgot what he said. It was like God doesn't want something, you know what I mean? But I'm with the full boycott of Balenciaga. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? When you come with ads, they got to deal with children. You know what I mean? I feel like we got to take that seriously. You know what I mean? And I think that we need to hit companies like that in the pockets and make sure they never do that type of thing again. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think somewhere along the line, I mean, if Kanye West say, I didn't hear the line, but if Kanye West say don't boycott Balenciaga or whatever, then to me that proves that, which is really where he stands. He's always somewhere on the line. He's somewhere on the line of pop culture and religion. He's somewhere on the line of doing the right thing and saying the right thing, and doing the wrong thing and saying the wrong thing publicly. You know what I'm saying? He's always on that line. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have to really just dissect like things that he say, and then decide whether you not you want to agree with this, because he's a very hard person to ride with wholeheartedly on everything. You know what I'm saying? Which I mean, a lot of people are, but I just want to say this. You know, Thomas Jefferson had 600 slaves. You know what I'm saying? And Thomas Jefferson had six children with Sally Hemings, a black slave who he, you know, been raping since she was a teenager. You know what I'm saying? So I'm from Virginia, so I know a lot of black people walking around with that Jefferson last name is related to Thomas Jefferson. You know, it's just a known fact. But when we're taught in schools, you know, we're taught to revere Thomas Jefferson. You know, we're taught that he's one of the founding fathers. You know, they speak highly of him and his intelligence, especially him being from Virginia. And it's like, they never bring up, you know, in public school growing up, they never brought up. I remember one of the first times I ever even brought this idea to anybody's attention was when I was at my senior year and I went to Atlantic Shores Christian School. I think I said in the class, like, yo, a lot of these people who I'm supposed to be my founding fathers or whatever had slaves. You know what I'm saying? And we are taught to disregard that. You know what I'm saying? Disregard that fact and acknowledge their the great things that they did, or what they're telling us the great things they did. Disregard the fact that he had slaves or abused slaves, or didn't think people with your skin color were even a full human. But just acknowledge the work that they did as far as the groundwork they put in for this country. So we can't be hypocrites on the topic. We can't be hypocrites on the topic. If we're gonna start separating the people from some of the work they did, or start recognizing good and people who created atrocities, then we got to do that all over the board. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like sometimes that people tell us who our heroes and who our devils should be, but a lot of time it's in accordance to how they feel in relation to their people or their plight, and not necessarily ours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely. I made a post on Facebook not too long ago, and somebody asked me, do I still rock with Kanye? And I was actually saying, yeah, like, absolutely, I still rock with Kanye. You know what I mean? Absolutely, I still rock with Kanye. Now, do I rock with everything that somebody say? You know, I don't rock with everything that Kanye says. And it's so crazy to me that Joe Biden, back in the day, he made comments about, you know, he didn't want his kids to be in a jungle gym. And a lot of people still voted for him. This is a white man. This is a white man making these comments about he didn't want his kids to be on a bus and go to school with black kids. And then he, and then when he was in, I don't know, it was, he spoke at Congress one time and he talked about, we need to kind of lock black people up. You know what I mean? Because he called, I forgot what the term, I don't know if it was predators or not, or something like that, but he was going in basically like, we got to lock these people up. These people are the ills of society. They won't learn any lesson. All, all of this stuff, you know what I mean? And a lot of people found their way to forgive Joe Biden, a white guy, you know, and vote for him in droves, and actually went out and told people about it. Joe Biden also co-authored one of the crime bills that a lot of black fathers, you know, a lot of black dads, a lot of black men locked up for a very long time, you know, over something over something kind of minimal that his son, now that we know a lot of things that we know today, his son should actually be locked up for, but his son isn't locked up. And my dad spent a lot of time in prison because of something that Joe Biden did. But people want to act like, oh, Kanye said this, therefore you shouldn't like him no more. But they don't do that with Joe Biden. You know what I mean? They don't do that with Joe Biden. Kanye at this point ain't making no policies, but they went out in droves and voted for a person that said all of these racist racial things. And what did he say? What did he say like 2 years ago? What did he say? black people would. We don't got a, we don't got access to what computers and stuff. We.
Yeah, he was trying to say that.
And he said black people are a monolith. We said that.
He said all of that. He said all of that. He said we don't have access. A lot of us don't know how to work the computers to go get either ID or go get the vaccines or something. He was saying. Then he also spoke about he was also saying that he was telling a Latino person that pretty much he don't have to work for our vote like he got to work for their vote because we all vote the same way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So pretty much saying that their community have a diversity of thought and our community doesn't.
Right. And what do you say about Satchel Paige? What he called him a boy?
He called him like a Negro. So I don't know what he called. Oh, man.
Oh, he called him we called him a Negro, right? Yeah, he called him a Negro or a boy, something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And people find so many different ways to overcome anything that Joe Biden says. Then when Kanye West says something, it stick to him for some reason. Because they playing a game. You don't got, you don't got Donald Trump. You don't got Trump half on the clips saying what Joe Biden said. And people call Donald Trump racist every single day of the week. But you got on audio and you got bills to attach to Joe Biden. And for some reason, he ain't racist.
Hey, we're going to get back into this after the break, too. But what's so funny is I listened to a Fat Joe album. That probably came out like 2000. I was just listening to it or whatever. It's so funny. Like you know, you listen to albums like all the way through from like 20, 30 years ago. Matter of fact, I think everybody should just do that. Just like turn on a rap album and just like whoever it is and just listen to it all the way through from like 30 years ago. You can learn a lot about like, oh yeah, that was going on at that time or whatever. But anyway, yep. I would listen to a Fat Joe album. And he literally gave Trump a shout out, like we businessmen now, yo, we chilling with the Trump, so or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo, it's not even crazy because that was a line that was used by a lot of rappers. A lot of rappers was kicking it with Trump, you know what I'm saying?
Jay-Z, what was it? You could find me. We say,
I'm in the Trump. Something. I can't remember the lines. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm in the Trump Hotel. Like, you know what I mean? Something like he in the Trump Hotel if you're looking for me or something like that.
I'm in the Trump International. Ask for me.
I'm in the Trump International. Ask for me. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. You ain't never there. Yo, why would I ever care? Yeah. Come on, man. Yo, and then when he all of a sudden when he became president, he was a Nazi, and he became a Nazi the second he ran for president. All of a sudden, KRSM 98.9.
It's so, baby. Yeah.
Gotta know this feeling's good.
Say it. What up?
Gotta know this.
Pressure on my brothers. It's the perfect time for us to celebrate each other. Spend more time building up and never tearing down. Unless there's a plan to rebuild. Oh, how I love the sound of laughter. Sharing stories and networking. Relying on each other to put the best work in. Already knowing that the world don't love us. So we look to the one that's above us. I picture us in chinchillas and gold chains. 2020 vision every time my goals change. They want a piece of the pie. We want the whole thing. Always looking at OGs, talking no slang and propane. to set fire to the jealousy. See, I am a brother's keeper, that's heavenly. And there is strength in numbers when the numbers stick together. Caught up in the storm, but defeat the weather. That's why we take it easy.
Easy, easy, easy.
Second verse, next chapter to begin again. We don't get reflected on your Fox and CNN. We still Air Jordans and Michael Jackson socks. We still mortal unarmed victims shot by the cops. We Ronald McNabb, the first black in space. We still Jesse Owens, moving at his pace. We still Quincy Jones, we're composing. See, we all of the above, cause we chosen. Skin is golden, ain't nothing new under the sun. We got so far to go, but look how far we have come. And the media be broadcasting our lights dimming. But we just trying to raise our children and find the right women to build a family, a great unit, strongest bond. The devil hates it, he really uses us as a pawn. So I'm sowing good seeds while I'm at the farm. And looking out for one another, never causing harm.
Easy, easy, easy.
Yo, 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 we back again on KRSM 98.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. They said, get back into telling everybody where to find us at, man. Just in case they, you know what I mean, they just tuning in right now. Show everybody where to find us at.
Okay, if you want to find our show, on Instagram is at The Morning Show Let's Argue. On Twitter is at Let's Argue Show. On fan base is at Let's Argue Show. If you want to follow Prince Carlton, it's Instagram at underscore Prince Carlton underscore. On Twitter at underscore Prince Carlton underscore. And on fanbase at Prince Carlton. And if you want to follow Said Linus, it's on Instagram, Twitter, and fanbase. It's at Said Linus, CEDLINUS. And what I also want to say is that, and this is for everybody who just, this is not a call to action. This is for anybody who just interested and getting more content from us. We have kind of switched up due to inflation. We kind of switched up the way we do things a little bit. So if you want to hear our episodes, you can always hear it on the radio, KRSM 98.9, and you can always stream it on wherever you find your podcast. Spotify. Apple Podcasts, wherever, you can always find it. If you want to see our videos, you can always go to YouTube and our YouTube channel. And YouTube has handles now. So also on YouTube, we are at Let's Argue Show because YouTube just created a handles probably about 3 weeks ago. So at Let's Argue Show on YouTube. But here is the new thing that we're doing. On YouTube, we're only giving you about 10 minutes, maybe 10 to 15 minutes of our interviews. If you want to see the full interviews going forward, video-wise, remember you can always hear it on the radio or streaming the podcast, but if you want to see the full interview videos, you need to subscribe to us on Fanbase at Let's Argue Show. Once you're on Fanbase and you're signed up and have an account on Fanbase, to unlock the full video, you either need to subscribe to us, which is about $4.99 a month, or you need to unlock that episode with giving us 100 loves on Fanbase. So that's the way you can see the full videos going forward. You know, due to inflation, you know, the inflation's going around. So due to inflation, we had to go ahead and get with the program. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. Okay. You got something else you want to talk about too. Go ahead and get into that.
Okay, yeah. So Nicole from Mask Off, Minnesota. I'm so sorry. I always butcher her last name, so I'm not going to say her last name today. But she's such a lovely lady.
She's an amazing person. I think she even understands if we butcher her name. I remember. When we had her on the show. I actually got it right because I worked on.
Yeah. You did. So. She, after the election and after we've seen what was pretty much a blue wave in Minnesota, she called me up and she asked me, could we actually read a couple of these proposed bills that are going to be going through the Minnesota state legislature pretty soon. She wanted me to read these bills because it's going to directly affect everybody. But, you know, a lot of people from the black community are not aware of some of these things, some of these bills. And so she wanted us to make sure that we reread it to our people so that we could, you know what I'm saying, the people, our folks are informed about a lot of these proposed bills. And because of the numbers in the state legislature, which they are mostly a Democrat and liberal, there's not much opposition to stop these bills from being passed. And I'm going to read it pretty much verbatim. So both of these bills were authored by House Representative Mike Freeburg from DFL 45B. Both have Senate companion bills authored by Senator Chris Eaton, DFL 40, and proposed bills, things that are crossed out are to be removed. Things that are underlined are to be added text. And she says, HF 2634, this bill seeks to remove the right of a parent to conscientiously object to vaccines on the vaccine schedule. And Minnesota parents have the right to decline any or all vaccines, and their kids can still attend public school. All parents have to do to attend school is sign an affidavit stating their conscientious objection. This bill wants to completely remove the existing exemption under 3D. That means parents will no longer have a choice. The companion bill in the Senate was MNSF 2554. So pretty much HF 2634 is going to remove the right to the parent to object to vaccines on the vaccine schedule. All right. And then HF 2625, this bill permits minors to obtain vaccines on the vaccine schedule without parental consent. Minnesota's statute 121A.17 is the statute these bills seeks to change. It also sets forth the process of how vaccines get on the schedule. It is the Commissioner of Health who starts the process by requesting a new vaccine is added. If they add the COVID shot to the schedule, these changes would mean parents can no longer object and kids could even just get them on their own. And then attached are the two bills. I think I might put these two bills up on our social media so people can see them, you know what I'm saying, go through them and read them for yourself. But I'm starting to see a trend nationally. There's a trend going on nationally where parents – On many different topics, but especially vaccines, especially transition surgeries, is that they are passing bills to take away the parent's right to say no. You know, and that's pretty much where we're at in society right now.
that's I wanna you know, people really need to know stuff like that, man. People really need to know stuff like that. You know what I mean? Fight back whatever way they can. Sometimes we see stuff. Sometimes we see a lot of stuff through political lenses. You know what I mean? Through the political lenses. So we go and vote for the Democrats. We go and vote for Republican. And we don't see on the back end how that can harm things. You feel what I'm saying? My mom and dad, my mom is a Democrat, you know what I mean? But, and she'll probably vote Democrat, you know what I mean, to the day she die, you know what I mean? And sometimes, you know what I mean, I don't think, you know what I mean? Like sometimes people don't see the other aspect of what could be the fallout from that. You know what I mean? What could, oh, if I vote Democrat and these people actually get in, then maybe they can create these laws that, you know, to go to school, for children to go to school, they got to put the COVID vaccine on the schedule for kids. You feel what I'm saying? To go to school. And my mom knows how I feel about, you know, the COVID vaccine, you know what I mean? So I think sometimes we really need to know, you know what I mean, what we're doing. Just like me and you always had this conversation. We all had this conversation about, you know what I mean, I ain't voting for nobody unless they for reparations. This right here is a clear example how you can't wait for that.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are polarizing. There's a lot of things that are polarizing for us to vote for. Now, I'm not telling nobody what to do, but I'm just saying there's a lot of things, right. there's a lot of things that's polarizing to vote for. I could tell my mom, like, yo, Democrats are not going to do anything. Democrats are not going to really do anything specifically for black people. So why does black people keep voting for them? And she could say, oh, but I'm worried about my Medicare or Medicaid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's always something to be worried about. But at some point, like they talked about at the anecdotals screening, at some point, civil disobedience is going to have to be your vote. It's not about going in a booth. It's about your civil disobedience. And so that's what I would like to share with you, is that I understand that voting and the need to vote, but what I'm saying is that you trying to go down a rabbit hole, but I'm saying some things need civil disobedience.
Right, and I'm not trying to go down a rabbit hole, but and I 100% agree with you that some things need civil disobedience. The only thing that I'm trying to get at when we talk about reparations, or am I gonna or when people say I'm not gonna vote unless somebody talking about reparations, is that I just feel like the current climate that we're currently in, I just feel like this isn't the specific time for that. Because now maybe when Barack Obama, from what we know, you know what I mean, maybe when Barack Obama was president, George Bush was president, Bill Clinton was president, stuff like that, I feel like that, or even summer Trump, when Trump was president, I feel like we could take that discourse. We could take that. We can go and we could say, yo, if ain't nobody talking about reparations, forget it. Because it was one time, you know, through your lifetime and my lifetime, it was a lot of times. I'm talking when we was aware. from the aware part of us politically through two or three presidents or whatever. And where you would see people get in, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, and you didn't see a big shift in the culture of what's going on. You didn't see a big shift. You know what I mean? You saw maybe a few, two or three things change, maybe this change, maybe that change, but it seemed like you could put a president in the office, or you could put Republicans control of the Senate, or you could put the Democrats control of the Senate or Congress, and nothing really changed. Now, what you have now that's been going on now is a major shift in ideology, a major shift, a major plan to shift things one way or another. Deliberate acts. Deliberate, like, evil, satanic acts for a lot of these things. You feel what I'm saying? And especially when you have children and when you got kids. You got children and when you have kids. Just like I said, like if you look at the general Democrat platform, these people, the liberal-minded people in the U.S. and the general Democrats are like, you know what? The people in office is what I'm talking about. You know, they're okay. And they would never talk down for minors having surgeries. You feel what I'm saying? And it's a lot of other stuff. It's like Gavin Newsom passed a bill. A lot of Republicans came out and talked like, yo, you got to be out your mind to be with this type of stuff. You feel what I'm saying? And not one Democrat condemned them. See, sometimes you have things of this nature that one party is holding up for whatever reason. For whatever reason, they are doing it, but they're doing it. And the other party, somebody could say, oh, you know what? Well, the Republicans, not giving water to people in the voting line, or Republicans aren't doing this. But when you weigh the two things that they say, if you weigh all the things that the Democrats are for at this moment in time, take a snapshot. And you say the bad things about the Republicans. You can say bad things about what the Democrats stand for and bad things about what the Republicans stand for. At this snapshot in history, it's not even close. It's not even close. And especially when you have children, sometimes you can't afford to wait for... You can't wait for reparations. See, now I'm going to say this last thing and I'm going to let you go. See, now what black people like to do. See, now what a lot of people like to do. They always want to come at it and, oh, man, you know, it's 50-50. You know, it's the same thing. Is it? So they the same people. They the this. Oh, you know, it's like, no. It's not. Yo, when people fight, it's not a tie all the time. It's not. It's just not. At some point you got the Democrats going crazy. At some point you got the Republicans going crazy. At some point the Democrat is a better president. At some point the Republican is a better president. At some point it's like you got these things, and the current culture right now is the Democrats is out they mind. All right. In the current society.
Fact of the matter is, with all that filibuster talk you just did, at the end of the day, all that filibustering, at the end of the day, it's not easy to hold your vote. But if black people want anything done specifically for them, at some point in time, we're going to have to hold our vote in order to get what we want. We're going to go to break.
You think this is a perfect time?
Okay. KRS 798.9.
It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. These niggas scared to shoot they ones. You ain't tough now. We'll see who really got the heart when it touched down. But watch your homies drop and run. Where's the love now? Where's the love now? Where's the love now? It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Don't be the one to drop and run. Gotta stand your ground. The ability to trust is seeming more foreign, but the epitome of love is my sole purpose. See, I'm conflicted, I don't know. Feelings going further, but I'm too toxic for a woman, cause I probably hurt her. See, I ain't afraid to struggle, cause it builds character. I'm aware of the feeling where you feel inferior, but I don't fear enough. Y'all can try to put the pressure up, the more the merrier. I'll survive any epidemic. Who you scaring, bruh?
Never scared, if I walk in fear, that's debilitation. Devil told me that he bringing heat, I'm the ventilation. If you wait, reading the signs, I give you illustrations. Begging for a face to face with God, not no imitation.
See me come face to face with odds, I'm the demonstration. All my problems out here getting drugged, rehabilitation. Ignorance is still oblivious, and I'm just innovating, integrating, matching activists. It's time to fight litigation. Put your guns down, put your guns down. Put your guns down. These niggas scared to shoot they ones. You ain't tough now. We'll see who really got the heart when it touched down. But watch your homies drop and run. Where's the love now? Where's the love now? Where's the love now? It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Don't be the one to drop and run. Gotta stand your ground.
They say I'm supposed to be a leader, but I'm uninspired. Cause lately all my homies put in work and getting fired. And are we gonna be the drivers of our destination? Or are we gonna miss the bus because of hesitation? I said way past my alarm clock, snoozing for an extra 15. A fade into my big dreams, kicks clean, talking loud, trying to cause a big scene. All my problems start at the root of my inner being.
I'm the one to intervene, older brother obligations. All the problems send to him, here for any complications. Niggas scared to be the alpha, then they wanna blame the woman. When they independence driven, food for thought, you got a stomach.
Fooled a lot, you ain't 100, all communication plummet. Ain't enough to be up in the house, it's the way you run it. Been so many sleepless nights, turned to long years. But if you wanna talk it out, then I'm all ears.
It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. Put your guns down. These niggas scared to shoot they ones. You ain't tough now. We'll see who really got the heart when it touched down. But watch your homies drop and run. Where's the love now? Where's the love now? Where's the love now? It's time to fight a different war. Put your guns down. Don't be the one to drop and run. Gotta stand your ground.
Yo, 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 we back again on KRSM 98.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We thank everybody for, you know, for tuning in, you know what I mean, checking us out. the good people, the great people at XYZ, you know, my guy Ted, he hit me up. And every now and then, and when XYZ, a lot of you probably saw a lot of movies by XYZ. You know, they come out with a whole bunch of horror movies, a whole bunch of thrillers, all that. And I was sent a screening for a movie called Presence. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna talk a little bit about the movie Presence. You know what I mean? It was a movie directed by Kristen Schultz. And it's a great mix between a horror movie and a thriller. You know what I mean? And anybody who knows me know that I love horror movies. You know what I mean? And my second best genre is thriller. You know what I mean? this film, when I first turned the film on, you know what I mean, checked it out, I was like, yo, this is amazing. You know what I mean? This film pushes the boundaries of friendship in more ways than one. You know what I mean? Jennifer, you know, I mean, one of the characters named Jennifer, you know, she's kind of, her life is kind of, you know, falling apart just a little bit, you know, just falling apart. and she has like mental problems. You know, she has like mental problems, and one of her she tries to get in contact with one of her best friends, and she can't seem to get in contact with her. And she's going through these problems, I assume relationship problems. And one morning, one of her best friends that she'd been trying to get in contact with said, "Hey, I got an idea. You know, I got an idea. You know, and not that I got an idea, but I got this this guy who wants to help us out. You know, with our business and be a partner. You know, and so she's like, I've been trying to get in contact with you. I've been trying to get in contact with you for a long time, you know." And her friend is like, "Yo, just get on this plane. Get on this plane right now. I got a guy who want to be a partner, a billionaire." So she hops on the plane. They go to this mega yacht owned by this billionaire. You know, scenery looks amazing. You know, everything. But it's a presence lurking. Jennifer has a presence that is following her. And this presence kind of gets her to, you know, black out a little bit and do certain things. If anybody is looking for, you know, like a something to just sit back, relax, you know what I mean, a eerie thriller, this is a very amazing film. You know what I mean? It's called Presence, you know, directed by Kristen Schultz. Also in the movie, like, this presence starts off early. Something happened to her guy friend, and she kind of blacks out. And you can see she had visions of something happening with her and this guy. And when the next morning she woke up, you know, she couldn't find him. So as she's riding to the yacht, she's thinking about what in the world happened to this guy. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of stuff going on. I don't want to talk too much about the film, but it's a very good film. It's called Presence. XYZ Films. It's by Kristen Schultz, and everybody should go check it out. Yeah, very, very, very great movie. Very great movie. You ain't no horror guy, is you? You ain't no horror guy. How you like thrillers? You don't like none of that, John. You a drama documentary person.
Yeah, but I watched Gone in the Night at South by Southwest, and that's now on Hulu, starring Winona Ryder.
We had the pleasure of being invited to a screening, you know, and watching that movie. Oh man.
It's out now. I was gonna say it's out now.
Yeah, it's out now.
Check it out on Hulu.
Yeah, it's out now. Hulu, go check it out. I appreciate the people at XYZ Films for sending us these screenings. You know, and continuing sending us these gems. You know what I mean? So Presence, go. You could just type Presence in and go check it out. Great movie.
All right, perfect, man. We just like thank you for tuning in. It's KRSM 98.9. Remember, you can check us out every Monday morning. You got any last words to say? Keep God first. What you got to say,
please? Yep, keep God first.
All right, peace.